Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
$250,000 on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and saying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet of all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a Mustang. See me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some steps, this is fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the trouble butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell us we ain't hiding from it.
Wednesday. We call it Relationship Wednesday.
coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Let's go all the way up to the DMV. That dude, Safe James. What up, brother?
What's goody? How y'all doing tonight, man?
Hey, what's good? Nice way to get it cracking. Nice way to pop.
Oh, yeah,
off.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the joint I was telling you about before, that truffle butter joint. That's
yes,
that rock. I don't bang with too much Minaj
yes,
stuff, but that joint right
yes,
there
sir.
Rock.
Yes, sir. Hey, all the way live.
Oh, yeah, real quick.
Uh-oh. Let's come back up to the DMV.
Yeah, my fault. Real quick. For those that's listening right now, man, I'll be talking about throughout the show. The mixtape is ready. We got some new stuff
yes,
popping
sir.
For y'all.
Yes, sir.
Get ready, man. We're going to take this thing over. Trying to tell you.
Hey, we available for your next party. If you're really talking about real music and dudes who are going to come in and have a good time, like party with you, rock out, hey, blow up the spot for your hood, hey, invite us out to be your next DJ. Hey, after y'all hear this mixtape, you're going to want us anyway, so stay tuned. All the way live from Plant City, itty bitty, Florida. Seen too far, all the way up I-4, hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Happy hump day, everybody. And yes, they do.
You sound like you're underwater. Are you swimming?
Yeah.
No, I'm not in the pool right now. No.
You sound like you're transmitting from Mars.
You're
son.
Talking through a fan. Sound like you're talking through a window
no.
fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Either that or your joint got the D batteries over there popping.
No. I'm gonna have to disconnect and come back in studio because this is unacceptable. For
what is it
too? My intro.
She on top of the washing machine
yeah.
right now on the
oh,
site.
No.
hey, you are inside Hump Day Wednesday. We're gonna get her technical difficulties right. And get it popped off. Hey, welcome to the show. It's the Social Lab, TM Hama Radio Live. Safe James with a Wheel of Steel. It's 908. Wow. Get that together over there.
Do that quickly. Do it quickly. Because that is not a good look for you right now. Oh, she back. She back. Let's see what she sounds like now. Let's see what she sounds like right now. Available for some prayer.
I can just imagine what y'all about me.
And we're just saying that the spin cycle lasted a little bit too long over there because you still sound like it, that's all.
No. Okay. we're going to have to readjust this. Now, people, bear with me, TM Hama Radio family out there listening. Hot chocolate.
Okay, again. Yo, let's pause for the call. Let's take a break, come back. Yo, it's like crazy. Let's get it together.
Tell you, son. Team iPhone, baby. That wouldn't happen on an iPhone.
Don't panic.
Don't panic.
Shorty fell in love with a husk. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. I slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Real getting kite. Watch the fake. Hey. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic.
No, she getting tired of it. Broke stress. Why it ain't no your sex? No, she with a young and feeling like a milk. I'ma have to teach her to hold less. 5 weeks, number one. Don't tell her. But I got 5 stars. Joe Jackson. Since I got time to get a Rolex. You know I'm in supper club, both flex. Here come, you ready or not?
Shorty fell in love with a husk. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. I slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Real getting kite. Watch the fake. Hey. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. We just getting started.
And that's a rock, I'm a rat. Real, gon' wait on. Fake, gon' skate on. Real, getting kite.
on the ground. Guess what was the plan? This young thug need focus. Take it to the crib, take no pics. Hair fat, let me get a phone. Get a phone. Bounce back early in the morning. Shorty fell in love with a hunk. Man, I took her from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. I slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. Real, getting kite. Watch the fake, hide. But don't panic. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic. But don't panic. Don't panic. We just getting started. Don't panic.
Don't panic, I see you popping up. I'm trying to lick on the cookie, I'm eating through the panties. In and out that booty, ham sandwich. Young new killer, oh like Black Planet. Strapped up, pistol with the bandanas. Extended clip, gotta hide it from the damn cameras. Man, I'm only such a Cali. When I'm on a plane, I got your rolling up. I call it high standards. Chucks with my locs on. Pretty girls tell them ugly, go home. You know they coming for the money in the real. You know these thirsty thoughts need a meal ticket.
Shorty fell in love with a hunk, with a hunk, with a hunk. Man, I took her from a bus, from a bus, from a bus. Keep talking like they know something. I slide on your back like she holds up. Don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, don't panic. Real, getting kite. Watch the fake, hide. But don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, don't panic. But don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, don't panic.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
TM Hyman Radio.
What up, everybody? Hump Day Wednesday. Welcome back to the show. It's the Social Lab. Hey, tonight's topic, is it possible for a woman to be too strong for a man? The flip side of that, I'm sure it's like, of course it's possible. But this is really off the cusp of a social rant that took place that kind of ruffled feathers. And it's going to make very interesting conversation tonight. Madam CeeLo Boston stepping in here pretty soon. Hot Chocolate, St. James, TMA. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. 613 on the West Coast, 913 out here on the East. Hot Chocolate, is it possible for a woman to be too strong for a man?
I'm actually scared to answer that.
Okay, so... And so we're having technical difficulties right now. Not that she's really too scared, but I think technical difficulties are driving some issues tonight. St. James, is it possible for a woman to be too strong for a man?
So all I've left up in the interpretation is what I say, what you consider too strong. And I feel it's case sensitive, as most relationship issues can be. But let me be clear on this, that there are instances where a woman can be too strong for herself. And what I mean by that is that they're so, what's the word I'm looking for? They're so hell-bent on themselves, on how strong they are and how powerful and the status that they've gained, you know, pulling themselves up by their own bootstraps, which they should be proud of, that they don't really know when... to be a woman, so to say. You know what I'm saying? How to be a helpmeet, how to be a companion versus, you know, somewhat of a dictator or a control freak, you know, for lack of a better term. Because that sometimes ends up being the situation when they're in control of their life as they feel they are so much, and they feel they control the situations around them. That doesn't leave room for a man in their estimation to be able to call shots, to be able to make decisions a lot of times. And that can come into play. I've seen that happen.
Well, in reference to this rant that took place on social media, we kind of got it through a leak. We got a real tight, you know, crew that provides us resources here, and we got a leak. It wasn't a WikiLeak. But it was a leak nevertheless. And so we got a little clip from this rant. And we want to make sure that we keep the perspective balanced. The rant included much more than what we're actually going to, you know what I'm saying, share tonight. It's just a little clip to give some perspective. But I think a lot of people, over 10,000 likes on this particular rant, out of what we found out, over 10,000 likes, whole bunch of comments. Some of the comments, you know, very interesting, I'll say. But for me, I understood that the rant sounded like it was being communicated in third person. So it wasn't necessarily his perspective in general. He was kind of speaking based on what he knew or what he thought. But he was speaking in third person.
I think
person.
That was strategic. I think that was...
Absolutely, just driving some points. I picked up on many of the points. And so, you know what, let's just do this. Let's cue it up. Let's share this little excerpt. We'll come right back. It's an interesting perspective, definitely an interesting rant. And we'll talk to you after this. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live. Check it out.
Question right now is, why the fuck can't I get a man? I'm doing everything that I can in order to get a man. I got a car, I got a job, I got a house, I'm educated, I don't have all these damn kids, I look good, I work out, I'm in shape. You name everything of a strong individual. And what you guys don't realize is it's not you, it's us. You're too strong for us. We don't want a strong woman. We want a weak-minded woman. We want somebody who we can manipulate. We want somebody with low self-esteem. We want somebody that don't have shit. So that way, us no-good-ass dudes can come along and make you feel like we're king and make you feel like we're giving you something that nobody else has ever given you. So therefore, guess what? You can take care of us. And that's the answer to a lot of you guys' questions. This shit's really simple. You're too strong for us. We don't want a good woman. We want a piece of shit woman that we can try to impress so that way they can give their all and we have this mind control, this manipulation control over them. And then you have a lot of women that's asking themselves, well, why am I going through everything that I'm going through with love? Look at your situation. Pay attention to what you're going through. You're not really prepared or ready for love right now. You don't have your shit together. You're from house to house. Your job isn't stable. Your finances are a wreck. And then all of a sudden some guy comes along who makes...
And so we're going to stop it right there because, again, it's a rant that goes on and on and on. But believe it or not, just to fast forward to the end, he actually not acknowledges women as powerful beings that he respects, and that there's a group of men that includes him that once you've kind of been damaged and broken, he's right there to pick you up and help you to move forward. That's how he actually ended the rant, regardless of how it sounded when he started. And so tonight, we kind of wanted to share and stimulate some conversation surrounding this topic. Is it possible for a woman to be too strong for a man? I mean, and of course, there's different perspectives, you know, different concepts. But, I mean, like, overall, I mean, I think Sage started this conversation off great and appropriately. Sometimes, of course, we all can be, but women can be too strong for themselves. Great way to spark it.
I'm trying to tell you. That's how it is.
I think I feel like...
Wow. You're crystal clear.
You hear that now? There you go.
Oh, okay. I'll explain what happened after we get off there. But anyway, yeah. As far as his perspective... I think the way that it was presented, and of course I didn't hear all of it because, you know, it's too long for us to, you know, kind of air right now, but the presentation, I think, you know, could have been a little bit better, but I appreciate what he was saying as far as what men really want, or from his perspective, what men really want. In the way of a woman and in the way of someone that they want to have a relationship with. What I would need for you two to do for me would be to give me your perspective first, just to see what direction I even think I want to go in. Like, I don't, Is that true? Is that how you all feel? Because just taking it from his perspective is just kind of, you know. But is that the general consensus?
I was intrigued by what I thought was honest perspective. Because just like, you know, people were taken aback by Steve Harvey's perspective and his decision, you know, to kind of reveal the game, right? It was still something that he felt like he needed to do. So I don't know the name of this particular person. I don't know the purpose that drove the rant. I just know that the rant was interesting in perspective. And so I'll say this. Of course, there are, yes, both good people and bad people. There are people that's going to do the right thing by you, and there's people that's going to manipulate you, try to take advantage of you every day. Absolutely. All he did
regardless
was point
of
out.
Whether you're strong or weak. Yeah.
All he did was point it out. He pointed out a reality from his perspective where he's from. And I'll have to say, yes, I do have friends who manipulate and take advantage and have taken advantage of women. I'll say, yes, I have manipulated and I have taken advantage of women. Yes, he's not lying. But I think, you know, it evolves over time. You mature over time. But guess what? There's also been women that have taken advantage of men and did right. And there's women that has done right by men. It goes both ways, you know, I think across the board. So I wasn't necessarily offended by anything that he said. I thought it was just an interesting way that he kind of pulled it all together. Because I'll say this, it was a well-rounded rant if you really listen to it from beginning to end.
Yeah, I would have to do that.
Let me say this much, though. I mean, as far as that part to what I think we keyed in on with that with the excerpt that we used right there, that mindset I feel will come from men that are weaker than most. And I'm not saying physically weaker. I'm just talking about, like, in an emotional state and a mental state and weakened as far as their self-image. You know, they'll look for the easy out, and they'll feel like a woman that's strong in what they believe in and stand on their own too is a threat to their machismo and to their manhood or whatever you want to call it. So,
man,
you know, they'll find.
I welcome a business woman.
Mind.
Yeah.
Huh?
I welcome a business woman. I welcome
me
a
too.
Woman
that's what I'm
taking
saying.
Care of her business.
That's what I'm saying. And even if I add this too, because I know we got to go to break. And even if that woman isn't, you know, Fortune 500 COO, whatever, like Shorty from, what's that movie? The Steve Harvey movie, Think Like a Man.
Right.
Taraji
right.
P. Henson's character.
Right.
Uh-huh. Even if she isn't of that upstanding nature when it comes to her business acumen and everything like that, I'm pretty sure that a complete and well-rounded woman that may not be of high ranking corporate status will have different intangibles that will help complete you as an individual.
Absolutely.
If that is the proper mate for you. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about the money, and it's not all about the, you know, the glitz and the glamour of it. Or that's good. That's an added bonus. But if a woman can't make you feel like a man and doesn't know how to be a woman and be treated like a woman, that's some soul searching that they have to do on their own and get that much straight before they can even try to give themselves to anybody. And that, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I said what I said before. Some women are too strong for themselves. They don't know how to let, they've been losing for so long, they don't know when they win it half the time. You know what I mean?
Yo, that's what I saw. That's what I saw last week when we talked about love at first sight or marriage at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the African American chick who pretty much she was too strong from the dude's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're gonna pause for the calls. We you got it, say.
No doubt. We'll be right back, y'all. 9:26.
Thank you. next up, my new album. Single about to be dropping. Last album on Def Jam, and I got so many options. Maybe I go to Raton, Allen O'Reilly on arm, couple cigars. They be like, aren't you Nas or Nah? I just say nah. They say, I know you a star. They say, I know who you are. But I'm really late night in the stew. Got a call from my dog Q for the G Mix. Now let's crew. She stopped going up. I think it's all of these checks. I think it's cause you love yourself a Snoop Dogg dude from the Jets. When Belly's on TV, the only time that I receive your text. I must be popping. Got so many options. Tall models, short models, big girls to coke bottles, church girls to bad bitches. I'm interviewing. Holla. I'm just sitting in the studio trying to get to you, baby. I'm just sitting in the studio talking to you, baby. I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard enough for me to play. To tell the truth, if it was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
You need a real shouty, so come in, throw that. See, shawty, see, I think you and me can make it. This little verse to get you naked. See, your heart ain't meant for breaking. Cupid's never been mistaken. See, I've been caught up in the moment. Said my type ain't quite a type, but now this gangsta nigga own it. She can twist my whip and hit the yak. I can hit your type without the hat. Put that pussy on the map. I see qualities in a bad girl. I know that you got come with attitude in your swag, girl. You ain't wrong, girl. Just when that door knock, lose your thong, girl. Cause girl. I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard enough for me to play. To tell the truth, for sure it was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby.
Throw a low key pussy, girl, you knowing that your nigga faded. Can I hit that pussy way I wanna while this record playing? Put my tongue in different places, play a game of operation. Like, you get what I'm saying? No metaphors, nothing like that. I'm keeping it straight to the point with you. So, I'ma put this up off inside of you.
I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard enough for me to play. Tell the truth, for sure it was you in this booth that I was playing. So I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. I'm just sitting in the studio just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope, girl, it's hard enough for me to play.
Straight up 9:30 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:30 p.m. on the West Coast out there in sunny California. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and this is TM Hama Radio Live here on Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday. Joining me are the General, Safe James on boards, and we have a caller who's been waiting very patiently. Thank you. We appreciate it. 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. Safe James, who we got holding?
Yeah. We got a caller calling from 240 area code, last 48526. Caller, who are you, and state your claim.
How you doing? My name is Annie. I didn't get to tune in from the beginning, so I missed the clip that y'all played. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
we hear you. We hear you just fine. We hear you just fine. Welcome to the show, Annie.
Thank you.
Word.
Now, I'm going just based off of the topic, can a woman be too strong for a man, or is the man just weak?
Tell us.
Yes, Annie. Represent for the ladies. What you got?
I think a woman can be too strong for a man, but at the same time, a man can be too weak for a woman. This whole gender role thing goes so deep.
All right. Speak on it, Annie.
So it goes so deep as far as back into slavery, just how they set it up so that that structure that we all think is supposed to be there with them being the head and us being the backbone, they've manipulated it so much that we can't tell what's
right.
What.
Right.
And women, you know, with men without being killed and shot and locked up and all kinds of things, women are forced to step up into a role that we don't necessarily want to play, but we play it so long, it's kind of hard to step back. And I know that being a single mom, three sons, career woman, you know, educated, all of that, I had to. It's a daily thing. I'm in a new relationship, and I have to tell myself that sometimes you need to digress and let that man be a man.
Damn right.
And the other side of that is, a lot of our men don't have the confidence in themselves that they should have.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it wasn't, you know, wasn't given to them from their moms or dads or whatever, but because so many other elements out there have tried to strip it away from them. You know, teaching
right.
them things like real niggas. But what's a real nigga?
Mm-hmm.
It's something, a step down from a man. But because they build that up and they make them feel like that's something, these men are not men, and they don't trust in themselves. They're not confident in their decisions. If we had more, in my opinion, we had more brothers who believed in themselves and believed in their decisions, you would have more sisters that would be willing to follow.
Mm. Can we give Annie some applause, please?
No,
the applause button for Annie. She broke that joint down.
You know what I'll say? I'll say this, Annie. I mean, you said you missed the clip, but you're right dead on target with what he was saying. And I'll even go further to say, you know, what you stated is what he said, and we didn't play it. He talked about the role reversal that is taking place and the fact that in the midst of the role reversal and women having to step up to the plate, you know, dudes aren't confident. They are weak. They're bums. And there's a population, unfortunately, they're not embarrassed and they're not ashamed of being a bum for some stupid reason. So we appreciate you not just for listening tonight, but we appreciate you for speaking from your heart, and your voice is wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, Annie. You sound so pleasant over the phone. Wish I could meet you one day.
Oh, Annie, I'm going to try and back the wolves away from you. And
more eligible.
Run, Annie, run.
I'm actually more eligible.
You sound like she's saying
before
you think Soprano or something
gentlemen.
Like that, too.
All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Yo, good afternoon in the morning time, y'all funny.
Annie runs quickly.
Whatever, son. And if you want to stick around and sit for more of the show, be our guest. If you know, we see you staying on
Work.
The line.
You are
trying to win more, so be our
stick
guest.
Stick around for us, Annie. For,
yeah,
stick around for
to
us.
Represent
run
for the ladies.
Him.
You hang out
whatever.
With us.
Hey,
don't worry about that.
I got enough testosterone for all of y'all out there. Trust me.
Put your hand up to him, Annie. Don't look in your life.
Please do not look directly into St. James.
To be too strong is it possible for a woman to be too strong for a man is a topic? And clearly on this show, the answer is already yes, because we got some strong women on this show.
Right. Boss is strong.
Yes, we got some bulldozers. Yes.
Yeah.
You got to be built for this ride.
Let me ask this question of the bulldozers. Has that been a recognizable downfall for you?
I don't see it as a downfall.
Okay. Yeah, you go first. Go ahead.
I don't see it as a downfall. Only because who wants a weak man? I don't stick around
for
the BS.
Some women
do. You know?
Some women
do. And guess what? And they're women for those men. Right. Outside, no. You gotta be built for this ride.
Yeah, there's somebody out there for everybody, but unfortunately, if you can't meet me at least where I am, then you know that we can't really rock like that because I've already.
And so I'll clarify that I'm not sure that downfall was the right phrase or word, but I do. Maybe that's not the appropriate word, but I think it's still along the same lines. You know, it's a negative. It's kind of seen as a negative. And so you clarified that it's not a negative and you don't see it as a negative, but I think how it's applied
right.
and comes off many times, it's not a positive thing. But I think Annie, again, spoke on it. Some of it has come down to conditioning, not making excuses. But it has come down to conditioning at a certain level.
I mean, when I take it all the way back. If we look historically, when the man started being taken out or snatched out of the house, and it became regular for women to, it became more common for women to have single households with, you know, 2-plus children. When that
and they didn't
became
have a choice
normal.
To
Well, not
right.
that,
so,
there was an incentive for a woman to be set up that way through something called housing and welfare.
Of course, right, where it was against the law for a woman to have a man in the household. If
right.
she got married or what have you, they had to get out. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. And so it's like I think when it goes into a pattern, it's like sometimes some people stay on that merry-go-round while others jump off and do something else. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody comes to their moment at different points in life, period, man or woman.
The way you worded the question, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
The way you worded the question actually didn't me. It didn't offend me because I have seen it as a potential downfall. Now, I personally don't want no weak man. I'm raising 3 strong sons, and I wouldn't bring a weak man into our lives. However, it's just like if you have that man who was raised by his father, and his father was sexist. Everything was about the man,
right.
the man. And that's how he came into the world, and that's how he expected, you know, everything to go. But then he met that woman who had her own, who was willing to be the woman, but she wasn't willing to be treated as less than his equal. The way his father raised him then became a downfall for him because what he was thinking didn't allow him to meet her. And just like with a strong, every man is not weak just because he can't bow to the single mom or, you know what I mean, to the
right.
independent woman. That doesn't make him
right.
weak. Sometimes we got to bring ourselves down. So I have in my personal life seen it as a downfall. And a few, you know, certain situations, depending on what it was, I had to gracefully bow out and say,
right. And so I appreciate you for actually saying that. I appreciate you for saying that because I think I understand. I mean, I was raised primarily by a single mother, even though, you know, she always had a husband. But to me, she was still a single mother because she was kind of held it down. And that's just being honest. And so I sympathize, but I think it's very honest and it's humbling to actually hear you say you recognize where it was a downfall, because I think the downfall is that we don't recognize.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Absolutely. It makes sense.
Thank you very much.
Well, check it out. It's 9:41. We're about to go to a quick break right now. You know what I'm saying? You know, we want to say we want these regular chicks or whatever, man. But, hey, I'm starting with these guys right now. Yeah. I don't want no mediocre, baby. Mm-hmm. You got to
I don't want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their tongue, they look far from mediocre. Right hand in the air, a solid swell. I never go with her, she don't do her hair no more. And you don't get no kiss if it's a bush down there. Girl, I should see nothing but nookie when I look down there. He come and get with me, shout her, what better to do? He call me, ask you how you doing, tell him better than you. Yeah, I'm kicked back with four pieces like a Kit Kat. Me hitting, if you ain't a dime, just forget that. Pretty face, flat ass, and she don't have. Hell, wanna leave, well, I think I pass. I just handed her the key to a new dry jam. When she took it, I think it back. You should have asked for a beer. That's mediocre, yeah. I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I don't want no mediocre. No. Bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre. I won't hit no mediocre. You bad chick. Starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre. You start on a mediocre. Seven. Women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes. Ain't no far from mediocre.
Heard he wanna lay it down on Iggy Iggy, gave it to him twice. Now he wanna three Mike Bibby Diva, but I need a bad boy. Rest in peace, Whitney, part of me, but I don't think none of these bitches with me. Why the billboard stop running in place? Heels on me saying give me 6 inches of space. Courtside, why designer frames cover my face? Now everybody in the game wanna get him a taste. I'm still grand hustle first lady. You pay me that he won't go 12 rounds with $1 million baby. I could change your life quick, stop playing with me. And if you ain't talking money, what you saying to me?
I want a bad chick, cause I don't want no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I don't want no mediocre. No, bad mama see this, ain't no mediocre. Don't want no mediocre, I won't hit no mediocre. You're bad chick, starting on a mediocre. On a mediocre, you start on a mediocre. Seven, women with me and none are mediocre. From their head to their toes, they don't fall from mediocre. I'm in Brazil with a chick. Kept me in the mansion in the heel with a chick. Get out in tennis shoes, throw some heels on a chick. I'm the type of guy to split a meal with a chick. Hold up, only if she bad. I had trying to find someone that's better than my last. Take her to my castle, drown her in my castle. Say her things a little, she can fit it in her way. Hey, told me she can't ride that down no further than a cab. Said I got that down down. She wanna be my doula. So she give me brain, get into it on the scooter. Have sex on the beat from Bermuda to Cuba. I need a lot of dime, but I'm looking for a cute chick. Give me that. What she said when she got too fit. When I ain't around, give a damn who you do it with. Super thick, pretty face. When I didn't say 20 at the same time, wanna get.
With that man's AJ, his sexy music.
Yeah.
Coming out of somewhere on the East Coast. He won't really verify.
Yeah, you can't play the bumper
from Delaware
and then expect me, like, not to giggle. That's automatic.
He just not from Delaware. That's all
it's
I
all
know.
Good,
I don't know nothing else.
I got family in Delaware. But, yeah, man, this was another topic that I had a conversation with somebody not too long ago, and kind of want to get perspective on it, you know, from both sides of the fence or whatever, because I think it's something that everybody can answer, you know, in their own way. The conversation was the first time, and I was talking to another dude, the first time, you know, somebody did you the honor of, you know, checking the mic for feedback. Was it enjoyable?
Wow.
What? No. It's a real conversation because, you know, if you're a guy and you're listening, and I know a lot of people's first time experiencing that act isn't the most pleasurable, because it probably started at a younger age where the young lady isn't as experienced as, you know, we would like them to be. And sometimes, you know, teeth get in the way and improper jaw movements can hinder the effect of it, the euphoria of it all.
Improper
jaw movements.
I want to get you a wet rag right now.
that's a big piece of it, though. You got to, you know... I'm just saying. I don't know if you're able to answer this honestly, T, just because of the walk of life that you're in right now.
Please let
you know
me
I mean?
Get my popcorn before he answers this question. Please.
But I would like to know if your first time experiencing that wonderful act of nature, was it pleasurable for you, or was it something that you was waiting for to get better as it happened later on in life? Are you at liberty to answer the question, first of all?
I am. I don't care.
For me, Reverend, for me, I say it was wonderful. I'm going to say, unfortunately, I'm going a step further and say, you know, I started early. So I was like 12 years old and she was like 14.
Wow.
Hey, I told you he was fine, y'all. Y'all didn't get it. Why y'all think I'm tripping? He's been fine for a long time.
It sent me into a whole tailspin, I think, much earlier than I should have been there.
Yeah, she opened your nose up, bro.
Oh, my God. Whose nose wouldn't have been open at 12? Damn.
Right.
She opened your nose.
Damn, I was
right.
Like,
that's
well,
the showtime. That's
I mean,
showtime right then and there.
Yeah, well, okay, showtime. Cinemax, all that.
Yo, I mean, I was deeply embedded in my teens when, you know, when that happened to me, and I was, you know, I was the best thing since sliced bread. But as far as that's that. Well, thank you for your commentary. Ladies, I'll ask you guys next. As far as me, my response was that I enjoyed every second of it. You know, not saying they were the best. I'm not saying they were the worst. But they were coachable, and they were a fast learner. So that made for an opportune situation to take place. And I think that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, as long as it's open to suggestion, especially if they're kind of new at it too, you know what I mean? So you can't jump in that pool and think you know how to swim right away with the sharks. You know, you got to be able to get your feet up under you. And And I think that was a big thing. So, she thought it was a big thing, too. You know what I'm talking about?
Mumbo Clown!
Anyway.
I'm dying.
Anyway, ladies.
Yes.
Ladies, the first time you guys experienced your special favor to you all, was it all that I was cracked up to be? Or, you know, or CeeLo, did you pass out, I should say? Because we know how you
Oh,
get.
No, that wasn't my first time. That
don't
happened.
Take much. Don't take much. Don't take much.
I have no skeletons. Damn it. What did I say?
Hey,
I was 14.
Appreciate that, though. If you easy to get there? No.
You got
to
know what you're doing. Like, yeah, it ain't no, yeah, but it's not, yeah. If you know what you're doing, though, it's not hard.
Your first time was it all that I was cracked up to be?
Okay. No, the first time. Second time, yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the first time, that's a whole other shit.
All righty then.
Yeah.
Sister Scott?
Well,
got to put your shirt on this one.
I'm going to say no.
Get your fan.
No. For a while. Yeah. I'm a tough
one. Mumbo Clown!
That's what he said. That's exactly what he did. Like, seriously?
I said.
No, I didn't become entertained in that area.
She likes super tight lips.
Yeah,
you hear her,
way
right?
Later in mice. I think it was me. Yeah, I think it was me. I don't think it was them. You know, their performance could have been.
Oh, okay.
Let me get this right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Because I know with women, you guys have to, like, go to that place mentally in order for your body to follow. Was you not able to tune in to that guiding, the guiding entity to bring you there? Was that part of the reason? Because I think that's so interesting about women, you know what I'm saying, that the mental piece has to be so in tune nothing is going to happen if that's not on track or whatever. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
In a few cases, it was a lack of patience on their behalf because to me, and, you know, if we're speaking openly and candidly,
mm-hmm.
When you're looking to please your partner, you know, that whole hurry up thing, you know, you don't rush.
You can't rush your partner.
And yeah, you can't do that. So
right.
Then, you know, it messes up the mental place that you're in. So yeah, you know, some of them were not as patient. And, you know, those that were, hey, you know, the reward was phenomenal. But I will.
Now, let me ask you this. Since with my mind went somewhere else, and I need another question. So, I've known some women to say that they only can reach that point through that. Now, I don't know if that was game that they was pulling or if that was an actual claim. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe they never had.
I mean, is there multiple, you know, avenues for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for you. I'm talking about for you. I'm not talking about. I know there is a general, but I mean for you individually. I'm hip to that. I'm talking about for you individually. I know some people
absolutely.
Only have one way they can get there. I know others are, you know, like Mara said, once you put it in, you see the legs shaking like, I done told your ass.
Don't go nowhere. There's multifaceted to that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they know what they're doing. But
right,
hopefully
they must
or with someone
CeeLo,
who
you
knows
could, you could probably tickle
what?
You with a feather CeeLo and you'd be there.
No, okay. By no means.
However, 9:55 p.m.
I'm trying to tell you, he paints me as a prostitute. He really does. But the thing is, no.
No, I don't. I can give you more credit than that.
20 minutes after the
I appreciate. I appreciate a woman who's easy to please. That does wonders for a guy.
Come back and join us on Wednesday, on Friday. I don't forgot what day it is.
Oh,
Friday,
yeah, we got a whole half hour left. We got a whole half hour left.
How about we have 4 minutes left? Where did you get a
My joint say 33. My joint say 33 minutes on my tour.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh, refresh your screen.
All right. Well, say no more. Say no more. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. All right. We'll see y'all on Wednesday. My joint say 33 minutes. That's all I'm saying.
What you drank?
Today
when you
is
drank?
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, Friday.
What y'all doing?
Groundhog Day is not.
And I'm the one on medication, right? Okay. I get it.
Did you have your
whatever
shot?
Whatever y'all do,
your
do it well.
Or your beer tonight, babe? You didn't have your cocktail?
Yeah, that's what I'm drinking right now. That's what I'm drinking right now.
Oh. Maybe he's had a double. Maybe that's what's going on.
Nah, it's not that. It's not that. But anyway, y'all, since we have a conflict there, trying to figure out how much time we have left, let's just go ahead and cut it. Because something, whatever. But yeah, anyway, check out the mixtape. It's dropping soon. We I got some heat on there for y'all. I got some new music.
No,
I got some new cats or whatever out there. It's about to go down. And yeah, man, y'all need some parties done.
You hit us up with new
Comment
music,
Frog,
no
right
doubt.
Here,
yep.
Hey.
Hit us up with the music too. Send it to the email. Y'all already know what the deal is.
JK.
You already know.
Tim Harmon. RadioLive@gmail.com.
Yay! We are that crew, that team, that network, TM Harmon Radio. Good night from all of us, the general, Sage James, Madam CeeLo Boston, myself, Hot Chocolate, Toya, Nokio, Didi. We love you. Have a good night. See you on Friday.
You're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy.